Jeremiah chapter 36. It happened in the fourth year of Jehoiakim the son of Hosiah, the king of Judah. This word came to Jeremiah from Yahweh, which said, Take to yourself a writing of evidence, and write within it all the words that I have spoken to you against Israel, and against Judah, and against all the nations, since the day that I spoke to you, since the days of Hosiah, even to this day. It may be that the house of Judah will hear all the evil which I purpose to do to them, that they may return every one from his evil way, so that I can forgive their iniquity and their sin. Then Jeremiah called Baruch, the son of Neriah, and Baruch wrote from the mouth of Jeremiah all the words of Yahweh, which he had spoken to him, upon a scroll of evidence. And Jeremiah commanded Baruch, saying, I am imprisoned, and I cannot go into the house of Yahweh, and for this reason you go, and read in the roll which you have written from my mouth, the words of Yahweh in the ears of the people in Yahweh's house upon the fasting day. And also you will read to them in the ears of all Judah that come out of their cities. And it may be that will present their supplication before Yahweh, and will return every one from his evil way. For the anger and the fury that Yahweh has is great that he has pronounced against this people. Baruch, the son of Neriah, did according to all that Jeremiah the prophet commanded him, reading in the book the words of Yahweh in Yahweh's house. And it came to pass in the fifth year of Jehoiakim, the son of Hosiah, king of Judah, in the ninth month, they proclaimed a fast before Yahweh to all the people in Jerusalem, and to all the people that came from the cities of Judah to Jerusalem. And then Baruch read in the book the words of Jeremiah in the house of Yahweh, in the chamber of Gemariah, the son of Shaphan, the scribe, in the higher court, at the entry of the new gate of Yahweh's house, in the ears of all the people. When Micaiah, the son of Gemariah, the son of Shaphan, had heard out of the book all the words of Yahweh, he then went down into the king's house, into the scribe's chamber, and look, all the princes sat there. Elishama, the scribe, Deliah, the son of Shemaiah, Elnathan, the son of Achbor, Gemariah, the son of Shaphan, Zedekiah, the son of Hananiah, and all the princes. And then Micaiah declared to them all the words that he had heard, when Baruch read the book in the ears of the people. And for this reason, all the princes sent Yehudi, the son of Nethaniah, the son of Shelemiah, the son of Cushi, to Baruch, saying this, Take in your hand the roll from which you have read in the ears of the people, and come. So Baruch, the son of Neriah, took the scroll in his hand and came to them. And they said to him, Sit down now, and read this in our ears. And so Baruch read from the scroll into their ears. And now it came to pass, when they had heard all the words, they were terrified, both one and another. And they said to Baruch, We will surely tell the king of all these words. And they asked Baruch, saying, Tell us now, how did you write all these words at his mouth? And then Baruch answered them, He pronounced all these words to me with his mouth, and I wrote them down with ink in the book, in the scroll. And then the princes said to Baruch, Go, hide yourself, you and Jeremiah, and let no one know where you are. And they went in to the king, into the court, but they laid up the roll in the chamber of Elishama the scribe, and they told all the words in the ears of the king. So the king sent Yehudi to fetch the scroll, and he took it out of Elishama the scribe's chamber. And Yehudi read it in the ears of the king and in the ears of all the princes who stood beside the king. Now the king sat in the winter house in the ninth month. And there was a fire on the hearth burning in front of him. And it came to pass that when Yehudi had read three or four leaves of the scroll, that he cut it with the penknife, and they threw it into the fire that was on the hearth, until all the roll was consumed in the fire that was on the hearth. And yet they were not afraid, nor did they tear their clothing, neither the king nor any of his servants who had heard all these words. Nevertheless, Elnathan and Deliah and Gemariah had made an intercession to the king that he would not burn the roll, but he would not hear them. But the king instead commanded Jeremiah, the son of Hamelech, and Seraiah the son of Azrael, and Shelemiah the son of Abdiel, to take Baruch the scribe and Jeremiah the prophet, but Yahweh had hidden them. And then the word of Yahweh came to Jeremiah, after the king had burned the scroll, and the words which Baruch wrote at the mouth of Jeremiah, saying this: Take for yourself again another scroll of evidence, and write within it all the former words that were in the first scroll, which Jehoiakim the king of Yehuda has burned. And you will say to Jehoiakim, king of Yehuda, thus says Yahweh, You've burned this scroll by saying, Why have you written within it? Saying, The king of Babylon will certainly come and destroy this land, and will cause to cease from there man and beast. Therefore, thus says Yahweh of Jehoiakim, king of Yehuda, He will have no one to sit upon the throne of David, and his dead body will be thrown out in the day to the heat, and in the night to the frost. And I will punish him and his descendants and his servants because of their iniquity, and I will bring upon them and upon the inhabitants of Jerusalem and upon the men of Yehuda all the evil that I pronounced against them. But they did not listen. And then Jeremiah took another roll, and he gave it to Baruch the scribe, the son of Neriah, who wrote within it from the mouth of Jeremiah all the words of the book which Jehoiakim, king of Judah, had burned in the fire. And there were added besides to them many words, just like the first. End of chapter.